Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
wings to fly. Oh, I'm alive.
Amanda Dowell every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You first heard Orville Byrd talking about Mother Earth and blessing her and not leaving a trace behind you, because that's what we live on. She's a living, breathing soul that we exist on. And that's pretty cool, you know, that we have a creator that put us here, that helped us to exist here, and that she's a living, breathing thing. You know, it has a lot to do with what we're going to talk about today. Then you heard a commercial with Reverend B and her lovely new Crystal Gems and Healing book and the services that she has over at ggmradio.com. You can find that there. Her book is excellent. It's got some details about rocks and crystals and things like that, which is really exciting. Speaking of Reverend B, I've been doing my show now for about 5 years, which is really exciting, and I got the privilege Saturday, which is really cool because I get to talk about it today, of actually driving to Arkansas and getting to meet her for the first time in my life, and we've been talking for probably about 7 years, so I finally got to meet my radio producer and boss yesterday, and her lovely friend Jo Ray, who's also into the crystals, and she showed me some beautiful earrings that she's actually working with actual real crystals. So she makes jewelry with real crystals, like necklaces and things like that. And it's just so amazing what we can do here at Greater Good Ministry Radio and how long it's been around and what's going on. So how exciting is that? Then you got to hear No Shoes Blues, which is Bethany Caudell's new number one single that's out. Pretty exciting stuff. We've got some events coming up in July. We're going to be going to St. Louis to Chesterfield Mall in Chesterfield, Missouri. They're having a Gateway to Dreams festival type expo where women work to make their dreams come true, and it's really exciting because we're going to be set up there with a number of other people, and Karen Hoffman is over that. So people in St. Louis, you can come and look for us down at Chesterfield Mall. It's going to be really exciting, July 25th. And then, of course, you heard I'm Alive, and what a beautiful song that is to represent the life and us being here, breathing and living. What an exciting song that is. So going back to my guest today, who's all the way from England, his name is John Von Neuting. I got the pleasure of meeting John a few years ago with a good friend of mine, Jan Wallach, who is actually going to be listening in. She's really cool. And when I actually got to meet John, it was really neat because he worked with gifted children, and he shared a lot about healing and the inner child. And so he started a Star Global Family workshops and events where you can go and learn about these beautiful children and how to communicate with them and all kinds of neat little things that, you know, you can find out about yourself and stuff like that. And then he also has something he's doing with light drops, which is actual healing action light drops. I think it's like a mist that you use, and that's pretty exciting. So he's got a number of things that he does between, you know, working with the gifted children, numerology workshops, I think things online. And I'm hoping he's going to come back to St. Louis sometime really soon, and that's going to be really exciting if he does. I know he's going to Colorado and some other places, so I'm just anxious to see what else he is going to be up to. So our call-in number is 347-237-5339, and I also know you can find John over on Facebook. Just type in John space Von, V-O-N, Neuting, N-U-D-I-N-G. I'm going to let him talk a little bit more about what he's doing and share a little bit more about himself. But again, our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. So I'm going to bring him live to the show now, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on. So, oh, and also somebody that was with us, before I forget, Joe Woolley was also with us in St. Louis when we went to meet John Von Neuting, and she's listening in also. So pleasure to have you with us, Joe, and I know Jan is listening also. Anyway, so we're going to bring live to the show now John Von Neuting. Welcome to the show, John. How are you? Hi, John. Can you hear us okay? Okay, we're going to try to bring him live again and see if we can get him hooked up here. We're going to try one more time to bring him through. 5-3-0-John-Von-Neuting. There you are. Hi.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
I was on a headset.
You're right on
and
you now.
Well, it's good to be heard. Anyway, thanks, Amanda. I do want to correct you on my location because I'm actually at Mount Shasta, California.
Oh, you're in Mount Shasta. Okay, I know you were in England prior.
I am resident in England, but I also have I share a property over here in Mount Shasta. And
all right, well that's awesome.
The reason is it's serving Star Global Family. We've got 26 acres here. We've got a place where youngsters can come and be themselves, and there's a river, there's really conscious mountain very close, and it's an extraordinary, awesome place to be, and being is the emphasis that I put on everything that we do. So it's great to be back with you, and it's been a while. And since our meeting in the 11/11/11 event.
It was.
Slovakia, and met some awesome people there. And one of them is a guy from Colorado called Michael Ioannou. I don't know whether you remember him. He's a friend of Mary Martin.
I do remember him.
Yeah. And he's just brought a group over to be with us for the summer solstice over here in Manchester. So that was pretty cool. And so we're following that up with going to Colorado and various other parts of the states. Tennessee, not too far from you, I think. Nashville, Tennessee.
That's not too bad. Nashville is about, it's a five-hour drive from St. Louis.
Oh, well, that's...
So not too far.
That's hardly any distance in the States, is it? So,
exactly.
Yeah. So there's quite a bit happening over here, and you talked about the liquid light frequencies. They are something that our Dutch friend, Joanna, who you also met, she created them initially about 16, 17 years ago, and they have become popular over here in the States as well because they're really about bringing, they're created through shamanic ceremony, and they're about finding your own energy level from each of the frequencies, and there are many of them ranging from, they've been made for 17 years now, and there are 14 series with 12 bottles or 12 frequencies in each series, and they come either in a dropper form in a little bottle or in a spray form, and they cover every range of change in consciousness that one could imagine or want to create. So they resonate at different frequencies according to your own aspirations or expectations or desire to change your own frequency. If that makes sense, I hope it does.
That makes a lot of sense.
And they're really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
I said it sounds like they help you kind of change as you change.
Exactly. They're like a catalyst, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
They enable us to so we want to change, and we are looking at solutions. I mean, one of the sprays, for example, is called Let It Go. And
mm-hmm.
whatever you feel you're hanging on to, you use this spray, and it's like the layers that you're hanging on to dissolve. They pass from your human consciousness level, so you can raise your consciousness into integrate to be your fully integrated true self, and that potential is now available to us on the planet. In my understanding,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting, yeah. And that's why we want to share.
It sounds like she worked really hard to really create the vibrational frequencies of that, and
yes.
it's available for anybody
yes.
that, you know, needs to utilize
and
whatever.
And they work at any level, so whatever stage of spiritual development someone is at, the frequencies they're consciousness in a bottle, if you like, and so they work with you. It's like a crystal is consciousness in a crystalline form. Well, this is in a liquid form, and they really assist you in whatever you feel that you want to achieve in your next stage of your development. And it's very exciting. We use them at our workshops. And the workshops are typically about bringing out your inner child or your, on a galactic level, your star child. I mean, there are many, many aspects that we can bring forward to make it easier to be in a conscious state on Earth. So
that's wonderful.
It's fun to be here. And so
that's really wonderful. So talk a little bit about Mount Shasta and what you're up to there also. You know, you have some workshops, maybe share with the listeners a little bit about that.
The workshops are essentially run by Joanna and my wife, Elaine, who you also met.
Mm-hmm.
And they now create the frequencies together through these ceremonies. And they invite people to come to these workshops who feel that they may be wanting to get to the next stage on their journey. And there are many types of modality in achieving our journey. And so these workshops allow us to play and to be more creative. And it's really about being creative with yourself or within yourself, and then finding a way of co-creating with your soul group or whoever you connect with, so that that co-creation becomes seamless and allows you to be really in the flow of your consciousness, as opposed to using mental processes that always limit where you can or what you can achieve in terms of raising your consciousness. So that's broadly speaking what they're about.
That's great. And it really helps people to tap into their intuition and their childlike side.
Absolutely.
And their light self side, I bet.
Yeah. And the more we tap into our intuition, the more open and loving and less judgmental of ourselves we become. And so that enables us to be more loving of ourselves. And the more we love ourselves, then the easier it is to be connected in a universal love connection with everybody else. And then all the potential confrontation you might have, you know, when you're traveling or when you've got a domestic situation or whatever, these situations dissolve, because if you're in a state of universal love, then there is no conflict, and it's a really beautiful place to be in. And both, that's one major reason why we've come to Mount Shasta, because the frequency is such here that enables us to get into that state much more easily. And then of course the trick or the thing that people want to achieve is to take that state away from the energy of the mountain, but take the energy of the mountain with you, which is perfectly possible. Everybody takes different amounts of time to get into that state of consciousness, and they may have different aspects of themselves that are causing resistance, and then it can be more challenging. But it's up to us to, as individuals, to find a way of reaching that state of play or developing a consciousness to a point of universal love. And I hope that makes
Absolutely.
Sense to everybody.
So sometimes it takes people longer, just depending on where their frequency is and where their energy is. So it might take
more than
one workshop, is what you're saying, or it might take class, or it might take, you know, and people can't just walk away and say, well, it's just one class that I need, or two or three. So
people may come up in with that expectation, and that's fine. If that's where they're at, then they can have one workshop and see how that goes for them. And sometimes, particularly with youngsters, they can shift incredibly quickly, and they are also mirrors for us when they are around us. They reflect what's going on with us. I mean, as an example, my son, if there's any conflict going on within me, he will reflect that. He'll come and say what's going on, or he'll especially when he was younger, would he would just react if I was out of balance. He would react with his behavior by mirroring exactly what I was doing. And eventually I began to work out that this was what was going on, and that actually it shouldn't be me trying to control him. It should be me looking at myself to see what's going on, to see what I need to let go of, because he was just being a mirror. And when we realize that, particularly in these changing frequencies, that this is what the kids are doing, then it can make life so much easier, because conflict can disappear literally in minutes. And we've had sessions with families, whole families together, where, you know, there might be some conflict going on within the family, and you address this process or go through this process with the family, and then it can be, I mean, literally within minutes, a whole family dynamic can change completely. And that's very exciting when that happens. I'm not saying it happens every time, but it happens a lot.
I think that's great that you can work with a family and show them a dynamic and say, maybe it's not your child that you think is the dynamic. Maybe it's how you're behaving, you know, in the energy or in the situation. Because a lot of what you see, or what I've seen, is people tend to, you know, blame the child for how they're acting or how they're, you know, behaving. And then when it comes right down to it, it's something amongst the family that's a lot deeper than just the child. So it's amazing that you can work with a family and totally begin to figure all of that out and how to kind of work with that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool how it works. And just trusting that this is how the process works, and that the youngsters have come to show us there's a new way of being, and it's about how we approach that and how we accept it. Because we're brought up traditionally to, you know, the adult is the one that has the knowledge, or the teacher, or the state, or they're all the ones with the experience and the knowledge and knowing better. But actually, if you consider that we are all, as beings, evolution in the making, then it's really important for us to listen to new generations, because they're born with different potentials. And if we can honor those potentials and learn from them, then the whole of society just becomes a better place to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, watch a child. You know, they say watch a child, and they can really teach you something more beyond, but it's only when you open your mind up to it. You know, like you said, a lot of adults aren't, you know, you see that in society. It's the adult who's supposed to be and what have you. But, you know, my experience with being around children too, and I have been for many, many years. I actually wanted to get in that field of study also, and I did. You know, in the daycares and in all of the situations I was in, I learned a lot from the kids. And when you're ready to open to that, you know, the workers and even the teachers and even, you know, the authority can really see so much more when they look beyond that. So I just wanted to kind of back you on that, because, you know, being someone who is educated and wanted to go into that line of work also, I've noticed that when you pay attention to them, it just creates a great atmosphere. And I love the workshop I attended at 11-11-11 with you. It was quite amazing also. It really, for me, was just a, that was right and that was right, kind of like an indicator that, you know, what I was doing and what I was looking at was absolutely the right things to be looking at when you're looking at that type of thing, whether it's a family dynamic or, you know, a daycare dynamic, or even, you know, a teaching dynamic.
Yeah, I met a guy from Denmark years ago, and he was frustrated, people coming into companies, so the corporate dynamic was not being addressed mm-hmm. properly with youngsters. And so he was a corporate trainer, this guy, and he devoted his life, and he's transformed schools in Denmark to approach things completely differently from a child-centered new frequency, if you like, perspective. And so looking at how children learn and bringing that into the dynamic and addressing it has been a really exciting thing for the companies, because they've benefited tremendously. And it's very interesting how, if we address the whole of the process of, you know, kids showing us new ways of being, and then adults who recognize that there needs to be some change, or a lot of change sometimes, to enable us to move forward. And so guys like him, and hopefully groups like ours, will enable others just to see that there's a different way of addressing education and how kids grow up. And if we allow them much more freedom to be themselves, they're actually pretty cool. They're pretty clever and very, very caring. And I've been working in education for, well, about 35 years. And I've noticed the change in kids in the way they are, from being really quite confrontational with each other to being so loving, the younger ones, in the last 10 years or so. And that's a really interesting observation of the change in consciousness as a manifestation. And I'm so excited about that, and so feel so privileged to be involved with this work, because it's really about the future of the planet.
Absolutely. It must be really rewarding.
Yeah. on a slightly lighter note, and I know you love dogs, we've got two puppies at the moment, and I say that the puppy is the half Pyrenean mountain dog, half Akbash mountain dog. So their potential is to get to about 120, 130 pounds, which is pretty big for them. But out in Manchester, it's quite valuable to have dogs that can take care of us and be on the land. But they're so loving and so conscious, these dogs, that just their presence is very loving, and it has an effect on the wildlife that these dogs are so loving and caring. And one of them just wanted to come in to join me, but he probably would be a little bit too disruptive at the moment, because he'd want to play with me and the computer, and that probably wouldn't work too well, because he's only coming up to 4 months old, and he's about 30 inches high, so he's pretty big.
Oh, how funny. Yeah, he's probably really sweet. Well,
but
that's
he just
good.
Wanted to come. He probably just wanted to come and say hello, because he knew I was talking to you, Amanda, and he knows how much you like dogs.
Oh, they always do when they know, like, oh, she can talk to me. Yay. They get really excited. It seems like everywhere I go, the animals just get very excited that I'm in
cool.
the room. They're like, oh, she can talk to me. Yeah, it's
so
fun.
The reason I mention the dogs is it's really important to be connected as a whole to what's going on around you, and that can be with the consciousness of the animals and allowing them to be part of your process as well. And even you know, being out in this beautiful part of California, it's just an amazing place, because everything is so conscious. You know, we've got an amazing mountain, which is, known as Telos locally. And that's another story. And all the trees and the rivers, they just have this really beautiful energy. And it's amazing to be around it. And I'm not saying that other parts of the world don't have this as well, but we've chosen to be here for now anyway. Anyway, so
that's great.
What else will,
so we have
is there
some,
anything else
we
want to talk about?
Well, we have
any,
some
any
callers. We do
okay.
have some callers that have called in that I think have questions. But before we go to break, why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, how you might answer their questions or what they need to do, and then we'll take a really quick break and come back and take the callers. And if we have some
okay.
time left, we'll do some more.
Okay. In the context of calling, I used to do readings for people, and
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't. I was shown this by my guides or my higher self, however you want to put it, that this doesn't work anymore for me anyway, for me to give readings for people. I'm still able to do it, but it's more about how they can change their own dynamic. So I can maybe hold a space or enable people to feel a different or have a different experience in connecting. It's about facilitating them to be their own guide, about allowing them to be the one who is their own spiritual master. If that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So I would just say that if anybody's calling in and they want to ask a question, they're very welcome to do so. But it's just really valuable to look at why they're asking the questions. And I mean, I'm very excited about talking to people, of course. And
sure.
I look forward to seeing what the questions are about. But what I'm saying is I'm looking at, and this we do in our workshops, in any of our activities, we're facilitators. We enable people to maybe see things from a different perspective, but we're not telling them. We're not showing them what to do. It's enabling them to see what they want to do, because they're their own masters.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to take a really quick break, and then we'll come back and put
okay.
some people here to you. So we'll see
right.
you in
Thank
just a
you,
minute.
Amanda.
You're listening to WDGM Radio. We're going to be right back after this commercial break. We're taking callers, so if you want to hit 1 on your keypad to talk to John Von Neuting and myself, you can. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Just hit 1 on your keypad if you want to speak to us live, and we will be right back after this commercial break.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting. Reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dow on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, you are listening to WGGM Radio. We just went to a really quick commercial break. I'm going to bring John Von Neuting back, and we're going to take some callers. Welcome back, John.
Thank you, Amanda. It's good to be here on this. Well,
Thank
it's
you.
A very bright, sunny morning here at Mount Chester, so I'm very excited at the prospect of talking to people.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So do you want to tell people how to get a hold of you and any events coming up before we take our callers?
Yeah, sure. The website I suggest is www.starglobalfamily.com. And my phone number, if you want me to do that, is 530-340-2567. So that's 530-340-2567. Yeah, I don't dial it very often. I have to think about it.
Yeah, no, I understand. All right, we're going to take our first caller, which is a 111 number. Looks like a Skype caller. You're on the line with John Von Nading and Amanda. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, John. Thank you.
Hi. And what's your name?
My name is Patricia.
Hello, Patricia. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. The things that you were talking about were very relevant to my life, and that's why I wanted to speak with you. Something very peculiar has been happening to me. You were talking about children. I have attempted and tried to get into the system of dealing with children, teaching children and taking care of them, but it never worked out. But however, I have a lot of children that come to me in the spirit realm. They come to me all the time.
No, I can feel it.
I have a piece of land that I take care of, and I take care of the wildlife, and I've healed the land, and I love it. And I feel them out there with me, and I've decided to do something interesting, and I'm sure it works. I don't know. But I am, like, talking to them, and I'm teaching them, even though they're in the spirit realm, and there's like this dialogue going back and forth. They teach me, I teach them, and I'm asking them, like, when they come back, if they do incarnate, that if they could just do some of the things that I've incorporated into my life that were positive. And it's just something that I'm playing around with, and I wanted to ask you about that.
Well, it feels very clear that you have this connection with children. I can feel it very strongly, and they are rejoicing at what you're doing on the land, because it's raising the consciousness of that land. Where in the country are you?
I'm in New Mexico, and
wonderful.
I'm the only one in my neighborhood, unfortunately, that has let the land heal and develop, and other people have bulldozed, all the sage and all the plants, and all the weeds are growing on other properties, and I'm trying to teach people, to let the land grow, and that's the only thing that has really put me in a really bad spot in my mind. But then the children come, the spiritual children, and they come and they say, well, you're not being thankful. They speak to me.
Yeah. I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
I understand completely.
Yeah. Yeah. It breaks my heart because I love Mother Earth. I love the Earth. I just love it. And I just wanted to know that these children...
Maybe some of these children, they visit you spiritually, but maybe some of them are actually incarnated. And they recognize you.
Yeah.
And they recognize and honor what you're doing with the land, because you're an example of what they want to do and what they want to share.
Okay.
And how their consciousness is connecting with yours.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping to do.
So can you have faith in yourself? I feel that you do. But maybe we've all felt like this spiritually, that we feel lonely sometimes because we feel isolated. But of course you're not isolated, because you've got so many children around you. which feels really beautiful. Maybe there's a way of even, I mean, if you want to manifest the children in the physical world as well, some connection, or even maybe adults with that sort of playful young spirit element to them. And I'm sure there are people in New Mexico that have that sort of approach to life. Maybe it's a question of inviting with a different perspective. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I do know. That's what it feels like. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. You did give me an idea. Because, you know, there's so much red tape, you know, dealing with children. I mean, you just can't go into the school system without being, you know, and you have to obey the rules of the system, which is hard sometimes. And
sure.
But I am starting to go out there and become more playful, and playful with adults, and if I do get a chance, engage children if I see them.
Yeah.
If it's appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, I love to be playful, and one of the things that I, because I spend quite a lot of time in England when I'm not with my family, I have been over the last year or so. And I hadn't been dancing for a long time, not sort of on a regular basis. And so I love to dance because it enables me to get in touch with my inner child. And so I just went to a local dance group, and I've got so much out of it. So even something as simple as that on the surface, because you find other adults that want to be playful.
Yeah.
And obviously there are many, you know, the thing might be going down on a river where there are white water rapids. That might be playful to some people. But it could be anything that brings you joy, and in a playful way. And that gets you in touch with a child, and then the connections synchronistically make themselves, and so on. And I've been so amazed at how that works, or has worked throughout my life, really. Even before I was aware spiritually, I had extraordinary synchronicity going on in my life. And it's really about, for me, it was about always honouring that inner child, even being playful when I was a youngster, but playful in a childlike way, rather than having serious adult games going on. Adult in the sense of being serious. And so for me, the dancing is very much a part of that, or going and playing outside with the puppies. Or, you know, I have cats in England, and they're very playful.
Absolutely.
I hope that helps.
Yes, you did.
And if you want to get in touch with us, please, there's my email on the website. You can send me an email, and I've given out my phone number. If anybody needs it again, I can give it out, or Amanda could probably have it.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much for calling, Patricia.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I'm very excited about what's going on your land, and it being an example for your neighbors.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Thank you
You're
for being
welcome.
On the show today.
Thank you. Bye, Patricia.
All right. Bye-bye, Patricia. Yeah, anybody can email me at starwaya@hotmail.com in case you didn't get the phone number, starwaya@hotmail.com. I also give intuitive sessions and healings and things like that. And then you can find John and me on Facebook, too. He's John Von Neuting over on Facebook, and you can find me, Amanda Dowell, with one L. So our next caller is area code 314-504. You're on the line with Amanda and John Von Neuting. How are you?
Okay, Matthew. Hi, John. Hi.
Hi.
This is Jan Wallach. How are you? Jan Wallach.
Jan.
I met you.
Yeah,
how are
you?
You met me. Each other at 11-11.
Yeah,
right.
We've been in touch pretty well ever since.
Right, yeah.
It's
so
great.
I'm just been trying to follow you, and I'm just wondering, do you have any of your workshops or do things online? Because I'd love to get involved with what you're involved with, but it's hard because I don't really go to England much, and I miss your Mount Shasta event.
Yeah, and well, the nearest we've been to you is Wisconsin.
Okay.
In the last, well, that was in May. Elaine and Joanna were out there.
Okay.
And we do have other plans. But, I mean, why not St. Louis, you know?
Yeah, I hope someday.
Yeah, I mean,
if he
does St. Louis, I'll come in and we can all, you know, hang out in St. Louis. He did mention earlier on the show, Jan, I know you weren't on, he said something about Nashville, which is 5 hours from St. Louis.
Yes,
but why not St. Louis, like he said?
Yeah,
Nashville or St. Louis or both, maybe.
Okay.
And we, I don't know how far, well, I'm my geography of the States in that part of the States is not so hot, but we have another person that works with the liquid light frequencies in Ohio, and maybe not that far, but so St. Louis, I think.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. I'm also very connected to the land, and I just love it. And I have an organic garden, and my whole neighborhood has sprays the chemicals and has pristine lawns, and it's kind of hard because I'm a little different, but I even tried to have some chickens, but the community didn't let me have it. So, but I would also love to connect with children because I know that they are on a higher level now. And,
well, I remember meeting your kids as well, Jan. And,
excuse me? Remember what?
One of your sons came to our workshop.
Yeah, he's here right now. He'd love to say hello to you afterwards. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's cool.
But yeah, I'm at the stage where I have so much in me, and I want to bring it out, and I'm trying to find the right way to do it. So I don't know if you have any insights into that, or can create some openings so I could find that path for me. That would be great. So.
Well, I feel like you're already doing it, and of course there are many challenges in wanting to be conscious in an area or part of the world where you feel a bit alone. But of course you're never alone because there are lots of energetic friends around, especially if you're creating an organic garden. Because all the elementals and spirits of that nature, the devas, they all come and rejoice in what you're doing.
True.
And the more you can connect with them, the better you're going to feel, and the more you can connect with. I was talking about universal love, the universal love that's available to us on the planet now. It's so changing that, you know, even in very tough areas, there are pockets of beautiful energy, and I suppose I had a revelation when I was traveling down into London one time quite a few years ago now, that I'd just gone through a process and I saw the loving side of everything, you know, plants, people, trains, you know, everything. I could see the loving consciousness energy of what was going on, and I couldn't sustain it because I just wouldn't be able to function, I don't think. But to be able to see that, and I've learned to be able to tune into things, so, you know, it might be even the consciousness of a car, which sounds a bit bizarre, but everything has a level of consciousness.
I'm also getting involved with wrapping stones and making organized pieces for that reason, because I just want to connect so much to things and also have people have those healing modalities.
I'm not catching much of that. The line's not very good.
She's wrapping pieces like organite pieces and crystal pieces.
Oh, brilliant!
The energy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very valuable. And whatever you feel is the way that works for you, I think that's the thing to honor, really, because there are so many ways of making these things work for us. It's about us following our heart feeling in terms of, you know, the different modalities. And
right.
So, you know, for some people it may be the liquid light frequencies, it might be for others working with crystals, for others just being in nature. Whatever, and it might be all of those things, of course, but it might be like I like to go dancing. You know, it so many things get you in contact with your true self.
Gotcha.
And enable you to have a fully integrated experience when we're incarnated on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you're doing it, Jan.
Yeah,
I'm absolutely sure. Follow it more and find ways of doing it more and listen to what your kids are saying, and I'm sure that you've had your share of that anyway. But
sure, my son Matthew's here. He'd love to say hello too. Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to say hello to Matthew as well. Yeah.
We're going to take some more callers, Jan, and I'll try to hook you guys up. How's that?
Okay,
yeah, well,
so should I just hold on?
Jan, if he wants to give me a call,
okay.
You know, separately,
I'll give you guys the very
happy. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay.
Anyway, hi, Matt, and I'll speak to you soon.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 972. You're on the line with Amanda and John. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I'm enjoying what I'm hearing. Just enjoying
that's really good to hear. What's your name?
I'm Audrey. My name is Audrey. I'm in Texas, Dallas.
Oh, hi Audrey. I have been to Dallas, but not for a while. And it's a great place. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It does get warm. I'm so grateful that the tornadoes have done their, done for a while, hopefully, and the floods that we've had. But the sun is shining lately, so it's been rejuvenating, you know, very rejuvenating. And I guess I'm seeking validation because I tuned into you about your thoughts on reading, because precisely I was going to ask your read on something, you know, but maybe I could get some more, like a little validation for you or a little advice maybe on one question, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
A gentleman that is in Chicago that I've kind of been striking up we've had this, it feels like a really good, genuine connection, you know, building a friendship and getting to know each other, and some flirtation in there too, you know, childlike fun flirtation because of there's an attraction. Now, I'm tall, I'm 5'9". I know this might sound shallow, but, you know, physical form, he's a little bit shorter because when I have heels on, I'm a couple, you know, 5'11". And he's a couple inches shorter than me. And, I just don't want that to be in the way of, you know, I want to see him and meet him in person, and he seems to be fine with it, and it feels like we have something special happening, and I just wanted to see, and I'm pretty intuitive, you know, he's a very compassionate Pisces, and I have my moon in Cancer.
I can relate to that, because I'm a Pisces.
Oh, okay. wonderful, and he's so like sappy and sweet, and I've never dated a Pisces before, and I feel like I've worked my way through the zodiac, and maybe finally, you know, and he's a bit younger, but I don't look my age. I'm Capricorn. You know, I look a lot in a Virgo rising, and the Virgo really keeps me youthful and healthy and working, you know, continuously. But just, I guess I was just hoping you would shed something for me to validate.
Well, I can feel a lot of playful energy that I understand.
You lots can see what?
I can feel a lot of playful energy going about. So something is bringing out a child. Maybe both of you, I don't know. But if that's happening, then that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it feels like it. I feel like there's the child that he brings out in me. And that I can see that boyishness in him, even though he's like a business guy, but he's got the boyish thing going too. And so I'm feeling pretty attracted to it, you know. And I guess we're going to be planning for me to come out there and see him. And I'm, you know, it's just interesting, you know. I'm very attracted to him.
Okay, but all I would say to anybody is you've got to live in the now, and if it feels good in the now, then what's stopping it, you know?
Yeah, I guess nothing. Nothing's stopping me. But I like what you said earlier, because you said, well, I like people to facilitate their own intuition, you know, to help them decipher from their own.
Otherwise, how is somebody going to grow spiritually if they want someone else to do it for them?
To do the work. Yeah, that's true. It is true. And I agree. And that's why my readings, I don't get them very often anymore, because I know I'm very intuitive, and I know I've got strong feelings with the moon in Cancer, and I just need to pay attention to it. You know, just really pay attention, and all I feel is nothing but adoration and sweetness. And I came out of an emotionally abused relationship for 4 years, and I was not appreciated, not loved, and now this man is seemingly the opposite of what I just went through, the direct opposite, and it feels so wonderful, you know. And so very grateful. Even if it's a friendship only and nothing ever developed more, I'm grateful, you know. But there is a physical attraction too. He's just a little small, shorter than me, you know. So I kind of got to get rid of that hang up, I guess.
Probably.
Yeah. Anything else, John? That you have any advice, or you're a Pisces?
I don't need to advise you about anything, Audrey.
No.
Because you've already got it.
You already got it. So. If anything, I'm just confirming that you've already got it.
Okay.
So can you trust it more?
Yes, I'm going to trust. I'm going to do that.
So that's just really.
That's good.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I love your show, and I'll be listening more to you. Have a wonderful, blessed day.
Thanks, Audrey.
Thank you for calling, Audrey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Area code 269, you're on with Amanda and John. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Amanda and John?
Doing well.
Hi. And who are you?
My name is Rebecca. I'm calling from Michigan.
Hey, Rebecca. Michigan.
Hi.
Okay.
Michigan.
Yeah.
I have a question. You mentioned, Amanda mentioned that you do numerology, I suppose, in the beginning when she did the introduction. And then you also mentioned that you were at a conference, the 1111 conference. And I've always wondered, and I'm asking you to comment on it, my grandfather passed away on 11/11/77 and at 11/11 in the morning.
Well, he chose a pretty auspicious time to move, didn't he?
I know that there is a significance to that, and I know that it's a sign of spirituality, I suppose, but I'm like to hear what your comment would be on that, what that means.
Well, my emphasis would be what does it mean to you? Because it's for you rather than me, isn't it? And so have you looked at the numerology of it? Is that what is the really important thing, or have you looked at the connection? Sorry, go ahead.
I know that there's a significance to 1111, or, you know, ones, and I just don't fully know what that means, and I've always wondered about it, I guess.
Okay, well, the number 11 is considered to be a master number in numerology. And very briefly, it's about a spiritual enhancement of the number 2. And the number 2, if you think, this is really simplistic, but numerology is pretty simple in the essence, in the way I look at it anyway, and the numerology I look at is Pythagorean, so been around for a while, but of course every generation it's up to us to interpret it in our own way, and that's really important. And so that if you think of 1 as being masculine and 2 as being feminine, so the feminine is the receptive, and it's enhanced receptivity when it's an 11. So if you have a lot of 11s, they add up to other master numbers. It depends on how many 11s you want to go in this sequence. But there are lots of elements of spirituality reflected in these numbers. But so the number 33, for example, which is 3 11s, is a reflection of Christed consciousness, and that is also a reflection of the change in consciousness that's happening on the planet. And that's my understanding of what Christ's consciousness is. It's also a master number in terms of spiritual teaching, but the emphasis is the spiritual teaching is about teaching yourself teaching yourself through connection with Christed consciousness, so universal consciousness, if you like.
Whoa, so 11:11 a.m. on 11:11 of 77 is 11:11s.
Yeah, I know, that's quite interesting.
I just realized as you were speaking, 11:11.
Yeah, 11:11s is 121, which is the 3. So that puts a different emphasis on it. The 3 is about expansion. So if you consider that someone is passing, they're going into a state of expansion because they're going into a different state energetically. So it's all interesting, and it's really a matter of what does it mean to you, and how are you going to interpret it?
Okay.
So, I mean, it's interesting listening to the numbers and hearing. For me, it's more interesting hearing your interpretation of it than mine.
Okay.
Because that's what's coming from your heart and your system and your understanding and your knowledge and your own mastery.
Okay.
So maybe it's about you exploring that more.
I guess that's what I'm doing by calling.
Exactly. Yeah. No accidents, Rebecca.
Yep. Yep. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much. Have a great
afternoon.
You're
welcome. Thank you for
all
calling.
Right, thank you.
Thanks.
That was our last caller, John. Thanks for being my guest today, and we'll have to do it again soon.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Amanda, and I'd love to come back. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
We'll see you next time. You have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was John Von Neuting. You can tune in next week, Monday, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We will see you then. Thanks for listening today, and see you next Monday. Have a great day, everybody.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I didn't listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that whole time of rock and roll. Don't try and take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. 10 minutes, I'll be late for the drop. You like that whole time. Thank you. coming through. We've waited.
The day we met, I won't forget. Our love has stood the test of time. I feel so blessed that you're mine. Love is a beautiful